Hi, it's Leanne Dolan, and my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical, is out now and available everywhere. People magazine chose it as an April pick of the month, one of the best this week. A hopeful take on commitment, they said, and an innovative story about marriage. Sounds juicy. The Marriage Sabbatical, out now, available everywhere.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters.
What's a satellite sister?
The person you call when the best thing in your life happens or the worst.
The person that gets you up, gets you going, and gets you through.
And every once in a while, changes your mind.
This podcast is part pep talk, part weekly check-in.
Like grabbing coffee with a friend.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Satellite Sisterhood.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters. Very happy to be with you today. I'm Leanne Dolan in Los Angeles with my special guest sister, Sheila Dolan, also in Los Angeles. It's exciting being here, isn't it, Sheila?
Oh, it's so much fun, Leanne. And you know what I appreciated? Door-to-door service. You picked me up at my apartment. I brought the lattes.
Nice touch.
And you're bringing me home.
Yes.
So that's all that matters.
And you have to be home by a certain time. So I'm under pressure. We're gonna get you home.
I didn't mean to pressure you.
No, I'm happy to do it. I'm so happy you're here. Yes.
This is fun.
It is kind of a schlep, but if you don't know Sheila, we're going to tell you a little bit about her in a bit. If you're a new listener or newish listener to Satellite Sisters, you may be unfamiliar with Sheila. So...
I am a real sister, though.
Yes, actual sister. Yeah. Yep. But later on in the show, if you're inspired by Liz and Julie's trip, and we'll be talking a little bit about that, we're going to be talking to Lauren Bates. She's the co-founder of a travel company just for women called Wild Terrains. Okay. And they plan trips. Now, her trips don't involve hiking, wind, rain, and Patagonia.
I can't believe they're really there doing that.
I can't believe it either. But Lauren's trips, you can go to Mexico City art and culture and food.
And coffee.
And textiles. That sounds delightful. So we're going to be talking to Lauren Bates of Wild Terrains in a little bit. But first, Sheila, introduce yourself for people who don't know you.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it feels weird, but go for it.
No, it's okay. I'm sister number three for those of you who don't know me. So I am sandwiched right in between Liz, who you all know, and Monica, who some of you may not know.
Right.
Because Monica and I have been, we've been working hard our whole lives and sort of...
As opposed to the rest of us dilettantes.
Sorry. I didn't mean to put it that way.
No.
Okay.
So
my story is I was a teacher for 30 years, but I held lots of jobs in education. I was also a school principal, not on paper, but pretty much earned me a nursing degree, a psychology degree, and an urban planning degree. That's pretty much how it went. But 5 years ago, I was done with teaching. And Leanne, you were there that day. I was done.
I was there. I saw it. I witnessed it.
I had, that day, I had slipped on a banana peel outside the break room.
That is a true story.
I fell on my head and ended up in the emergency room with Leanne.
Yes.
You drove me there. You were very patient with me. But as you looked at me, I'm sure you realized I was done with teaching. That was the day it just all fell apart. Yeah. So here's the thing, though.
I tried hard, though, not to make, my God, you slipped on a banana peel, Joe. I remember calling Liz like, Sheila slipped on a banana peel.
Okay, but that sums up my life, right?
Right.
The tragicomedy.
Right.
That, if you don't know me, that is my life. But anyway, so here's the thing. I was too young to retire, but I was just too tired. And so what did I do in true Dolan spirit? I started my own company. So I started a tutoring company. I am the boutique tutor, and I pretty much do everything, Leanne.
Like what? What does
that mean? Well, everything from teaching children how to read one-on-one. So I am an individualized tutor. The other day I got a call from a parent who wanted to know what their child should wear at their college interview.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel, I mean, that's sort of the boutique part of the boutique Tudor.
Did you suggest what you wore? A leather maxi skirt and fry boots?
No, I just said just cover her knees. Right. Just make sure. Yeah. Just wear something below the knee if you can. Put your cell phone away.
Sure.
Right?
Right. That's, okay. Yes, most importantly.
So, So
your work hours are such that you generally work in after school hours and evening.
I really don't get dressed until 3:30 in the afternoon. Which I know, well, that's pretty much your schedule, isn't it?
Now that you put it that way, yeah. But I start working. I'm an early morning worker.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm wrapping up my workday at 3:30. Because you're not really a night person, so that is an adjustment.
Well, here's the irony. I'm not a night person, but I'm also not a morning person.
Yeah.
I discovered after teaching for 30 years, getting up at 5:30, getting to the classroom at 7, I shouldn't have been doing that.
Right.
I mean, I should have been home having coffee and contemplating, which I enjoy doing.
Right. You weren't your best self. You don't feel like you were your best self for 30 years.
Gosh, Leanne, it's amazing what working at home can do.
It does.
For your outlook.
Right.
It's really fun. No, I enjoy what I do. So that's what I've been doing.
Right.
But also, I have some really big news I wanted to share.
Go for it. Okay. Share it. People want to know. People were asking on the Facebook specifically about some of this. So.
Well, people who know me know I have one daughter, Ruthie. She is a filmmaker. I might add an award-winning filmmaker now. And the big news is that Ruth is getting married.
Very excited.
I am a mother of the bride. Yeah. I can't believe it. Oh, so much fun. She's getting married to Jeremy, her true love. They've been together for 12 years.
A long time, right.
And you know what? A lot of people, when I tell them that, Leanne, they'll say, well, it's about time. Oh. And I want to say to those people, you know, it's about time you just be quiet. Because it's none of your business how long people are together.
Before. No.
You spent, what, 3 weeks with
your husband? 3 weeks with my husband.
And you said you have your whole life getting to know them.
That's right.
And Ruth and Jeremy have been through a lot together.
Yes, they have.
And they know a lot about each other. They also grew up in New York City. So Ruth is a New York City kid, grew up in Greenwich Village. Jeremy, my future son-in-law, grew up in a neighborhood called Tribeca. So here's the thing. The wedding plan, Ruth, I'm very proud of her because I think this is a Dolan tradition.
Mm-hmm.
She really only cared about the food.
Right.
And when I say food, I mean heavy appetizers.
Oh, I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Leon, you invited me for Christmas dinner this year.
Yeah.
And you wrote in the text, heavy apps. And I thought the whole dinner was going to be heavy apps, which would have been fine with us.
Yeah.
Right? So Ruth and Jeremy, so picture this. Greenwich Village, Tribeca, the neighborhood right in between is Chinatown, New York.
Oh, fun.
And Ruth and Jeremy wanted just a big party. They wanted a party for their friends. A few family members, we'll get to that in a minute. So what they've decided on is they are getting married. They've rented out the Golden Unicorn Dim Sum Restaurant
in
Fantastic. Chinatown.
Oh, fun.
Top floor of the restaurant. It's all theirs for as long as they want it, starting at 6 p.m., which is, they said the manager of the restaurant is a little bit shady, which is great.
Right.
Which means you can do just about anything.
Sure.
So dim sum is all appetizers.
Right.
The whole dinner.
Perfect.
It's appetizers.
Yeah.
It's also a BYOB situation, Leanne,
which
saves thousands of dollars.
It does, yes.
But you have to get the B to the restaurant, which I don't understand.
I'm sure New Yorkers can figure it out. Their friends are all New Yorkers. They can figure out how to get the B to the restaurant.
Okay, so here's the other perfect thing about this. Jeremy is a musician. He also teaches children music, which I love about him. His father is a musician with a very famous avant-garde group called Philip Glass.
Oh, wow.
So there is a stage, and there are going to be performances during the wedding.
Nothing says dance music like Philip Glass.
No, Philip, party. No, this is my fantasy.
Okay.
Philip Glass during the hors d'oeuvre portion before people sit down for more hors d'oeuvres, which is dim sum. Okay, no, but there will be a DJ.
Okay.
There will be dancing.
Oh, fun.
All right. So that's all happening. And
where
then,
is the ceremony happening?
Oh.
Or just, are they just going to City Hall?
No, it's happening at City Hall in New York,
okay.
Which is what she wanted.
Great. Oh, fantastic.
So I will be there, just maybe a couple of close friends. Jeremy's dad will be there, and it will be very, very small.
Great.
Again, that's what Ruth wanted.
Yes, fine. Ruth's a grown woman. She
okay.
can have the wedding she wants. She's waited 12 long years.
All right. Now, here's the other. This is sort of the piece de la resistance of the whole thing. The restaurant Golden Unicorn comes, the booking comes with Creations by Melissa, who is the decorator.
Oh.
And when I say creations, I'm talking about it's basically a restaurant that only hosts Asian weddings,
giant
which
parties,
is great.
Right.
And but Melissa does a lot of draping,
ooh,
a lot of balloons, which
excellent.
Is what Ruth wanted, and lighting. Oh,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be a little over the top and crazy, but so perfect for them.
It sounds like it. It really does. It really sounds perfect. Yeah.
Now, aren't you sad you're not invited?
Yeah.
Because here's the other piece.
Yeah.
We tried to figure out, Ruth tried to figure out how to have our entire family and all of their hundreds of friends
right.
who've all invited them to their weddings.
Right.
So what you and Julie stepped in and you want to say what you offered? I mean,
we are hosting an engagement party on the West Coast for the West Coast family.
Oh,
with love in our hearts and, you know, blessings and go forth at the Golden Unicorn.
Yes.
We're doing the engagement party, and that will be our send-off.
And we couldn't be happier. And Jeremy's been a part of the family.
Yes.
You
yeah.
guys, I mean, that's, thank you.
You're welcome.
Public...
we just have to paint our house before it. That's that's all. We have to paint our house. But other than that, we're good. We're all set. We're all set. It's
okay.
An engagement fiesta. We're having a West Coast engagement fiesta out here.
Well, thank you, Leanne.
It's
I
our
really
pleasure.
Appreciate
our
that.
Our pleasure. So yeah. Do you have your mother or the bride dress? Like, how do you dress for dim sum?
Well,
what's happening?
I actually bought a dress. I had a, what do you call those kinds of purchases that are just, you don't know what's happening. Just all of a sudden, you have your credit card
impulse
out.
Purchase
yes.
or,
impulse purchase.
Impulse yeah.
purchase. But it was at Ann Taylor, which I love. They have some timeless pieces. Now, okay, navy blue.
Okay, that's good color.
Lace.
Oh, okay.
Square neckline and a beautiful bodice with a beautiful, short, beautiful lace, blue navy blue lace.
Oh, sounds very pretty.
And I also bought on an impulse the jewelry that goes
oh.
with it. And I've never worn it.
Okay.
So I think I'm just going to go with that.
Sounds great.
It was $89 on sale. Do I need
that's
to?
Good. That's good. You probably didn't need to tell us that, but okay. And does Ruth have a dress yet?
No, that will be a big purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said to me, again, in true Dolan spirit, Jeremy cannot wear that light blue suit he's worn for 20 years. So I am going shopping with both Ruth and Jeremy to get them their outfits.
Oh, that's great.
So Jeremy will get a new suit.
Okay.
And Ruth will get whatever she gets.
Right.
Will not be traditional.
No, no doubt.
And it'll be great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful day.
Yeah, it'll
it sounds
be really
like a
fun.
Great day. I'm sorry we won't be there. No, we love in our hearts.
Love.
Totally fine.
Lots of love.
Totally fine.
Lots of love.
Yeah, that is great. All right. So is there going to be, are you submitting? I see you've got the New York Times out. Have you been studying the New York Times wedding announcements to submit Ruth and Jeremy's?
Okay. Here's the thing, Leanne.
Yeah.
No, there will not be a New York Times wedding announcement. In fact, there probably won't be a paper invitation.
Okay.
Everything is online.
That's fine.
So they have an online website. They have
right.
all the things and you can just do it. But for those who do know me from our show Satellite Sisters when I was on regularly,
yes.
I used to do look in the New York Times wedding announcements and read the announcements to you.
Yes.
Because I know sometimes we could find some funny in these announcements.
We love them every
and
week.
This announcement is really good. So I want to announce the wedding of Catherine Deuceman and Brian Brian Plummer. Okay. Now, I don't know why other people did not catch wind of this announcement. Okay, Catherine Deuceman and Brian Plummer.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. They met at Columbia.
Good.
Now, they had to get a special temporary permission from the state of Massachusetts for their friend Rick Michalka to officiate. And I'm wondering, is that sort of like say you have a problem with your toilet? And you need the guy to snake, you have to get in there and snake it.
Yeah.
Like maybe it was that they had to bring in a special person.
A
special person?
Yeah.
Now they're both from very nice families.
Of course.
Her father was a doctor, of course, in biological science.
That sounds...
You're going to need that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
and doesn't sound unreasonable for a doctor, but...
Yeah, okay. And the mother was also a research scientist in the Department of Health. Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, your all-around health is very important. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's been a while since I read this. Is this still okay?
Yeah.
Are we still doing okay
with
this?
We're still doing it fine.
All right. Now, Brian Plummer, he's a straight shooter. He's a humanitarian. He graduated from McGill University.
That's in there that he's a humanitarian?
Yes.
That's a designation? I like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a plumber. He gets in there.
Is he actually a plumber? Okay.
No, his name is Plummer.
I know.
Not with a B, but who cares? I mean, because here's the thing. This is what I'm driving at here. The bride and groom are going to use the surname Deuceman Plummer for the rest of their lives. Couldn't they do like Pluse or just put it together in some other way?
Like that is a really big commitment.
Like dupe?
I don't even know how
you could Deuceman Plummer. I mean, hyphenated. And
yeah. That's
a
big commitment.
I know it is.
That's a big commitment.
I know.
Yeah.
So there they are.
The Deuceman Plummers.
They're off on their way. Lots of health to them in that area.
Congratulations to the Deuceman Plummer. Congratulations. All right, you have a new fitness activity, apparently. Speaking of health, right?
Oh, Leon.
Aren't you on it?
Oh, yeah, I'm on it now.
Okay,
so here's the thing. For those of you who know me, you know I've done every water sport you can in a pool. That I started as a swimmer, as a child. I've been swimming laps my entire adult life. I've also done the master swim team as an adult, albeit briefly, but I've done it intermittently. Mm-hmm. I have done deep water aerobics with you, Leanne.
Yes. Yep.
All at my pool. So in those years, I've also seen a lot of naked bodies, right? In the locker room.
Yes, that's what happens.
I've talked about. And occasionally, and I know you probably see this at yoga, you see a body that you say to yourself, I want to aspire to that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, or watch out.
Right.
I'm going to end up looking like that. That type of thing. So I've been seeing this woman, and now to begin with, she's 6'2". So, of course, that is unattainable. But the body part, I wanted. Now, I noticed that she goes in the pool every day, but she only brings fins. She puts on her fins, and she'll do just sort of a mermaid kind of swim up and back, she's on her side, she's on her back, she's going under the water, all with the fins.
Oh.
And she doesn't do anything else.
So no upper body stroking or anything?
No, no. Here's the thing. So I got very bored with my lap swimming routine, but I had a pair of fins that I bought for the Masters swim team, which I use maybe twice.
Right. It's hard to understand how those work, actually.
Well, I had the good fins, so I decided I am going to start finning.
Finning?
Okay. And I have created an entire workout around fins. So I just want to say, I think I should coin it. Finny? Right here today.
Is it a thing? It's not a thing?
No, it's not a thing yet, but you can look it up.
I'm looking it up.
There was a woman next to me in the lane the other day. She said, wow, that looks fun. I go, yes, thank you. It's called finning. I created it, and you can do it too. And she said, you just buy a pair of fins? I said, yeah, that's all you do. So up and back on my side, you know, and here's the thing. Here's the added bonus.
Yeah.
It targets the two areas of my body, and I think everyone's body, that never get enough attention, which are the obliques.
Right.
Well, even by that name, it sounds like something that doesn't exist.
Something easily forgettable.
Obtuse.
It's obstructionist. So
when you're on your side, it's all oblique engagement.
Yeah.
And the glutes. Oblique and glute. I don't even...
You could use that Dr. Biological Sciences right about now.
So that's what I've been doing. Finning.
Do you feel like it's made a difference? Have you grown a foot like that 6'2" woman in the dressing room?
No, I feel like my sides are tightening in a little bit.
Yeah.
But then again, I wear the binding camisoles every day as
so
well.
It's hard to tell what it is.
Yeah, I don't really care to look at myself naked, but I can look at other women naked and aspire to that.
Okay.
So that's it. Finning.
It sounds kind of fun.
Finning
actually.
Is winning.
You don't want to call it mermaiding? Mermaiding?
Oh.
Because that's mermaids are kind of a thing now.
Well.
They're the new unicorns. So.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
I'll be starting a class soon. The boutique finner is in. Okay.
You can add it to your repertoire.
Yeah.
You can do it, Shill. All right. Speaking of that, I need your advice. I had a situation at the grocery store again. I mean, what is wrong with me?
Oh,
so I just want
to
tell you what happened. Okay. Coming up later, we're going to be talking to the founder of Wild Terrains. If you're interested in planning your own women's only trip, we're going to hear all about that from Lauren Bates. But Shill, have you been following along with Liz and Julie, what they've been up to on Instagram?
Oh, boy. That sounds treacherous and exhausting, but they always look happy in the pictures.
I know. They're happy to be there. They did the training. They seem to have brought all the right gear after extensive talks. They are posting quite a bit on Instagram. So if you want to follow them on a daily, sometimes hourly basis, you can follow at Satellite Sisters at Instagram, or you can go to Sat Sisters Travel, hashtag Sat Sisters Travel, and you'll see all of their posts. They're also posting in our Facebook group. They did a special message today wishing us good luck on hosting the show. But yeah,
I think we're doing fine.
You're going to hear all the details in a couple of weeks when they return. But if you want to go to Patagonia with them, that's the best place to find them is Instagram at Sat Sisters, at Sat Sisters. Okay. But here's what happened the other day at the grocery store. Okay.
Oh, yes. Let's get down to what's real.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So I just went in at the end of the day. I needed to get a few things. Okay. But it happened to be a very busy time at the Ralph's, the Pasadena Ralph's.
I do know it well.
It's a smaller store.
Yes.
It's not fancy, but they usually do a pretty good job and they're getting you through checkout.
Oh, they're usually very good.
And they had a lot of lines open, but they were all full. For some reason, there was just a big rush at like 4 o'clock.
Ooh, Leon.
So I have a cart full of stuff. I can't go in the express lane. So I'm standing in the regular lane, and it's taking a long time.
Uh-oh.
There are three people in front of me. It's taking a long time, but I'm trying to do my yoga breathing, and I understand.
Oh.
I'm not actually that worked up. Like, I can see the situation at hand.
Okay.
Then a young man comes behind me, and he works me up because he just has one loaf of bread.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And I'm thinking to myself, do not ask me to cut in front
yes.
of me. Like, that is... That is what the express lines
right,
are for.
I
don't run the grocery store.
Right.
I shouldn't have to manage the lines.
But you want to run grocery store in real life.
Yes.
Admit it. So
I do. So finally it's my turn and I start to put the stuff on the
belt.
Carousel, right? And the kid goes in front of me.
Oh.
And he goes, "I have a couple of items already here." And it appears like he's cutting in front of me without asking. So I was like, what's happening? And he said, oh, you know, I'll just help you bag because you look really stressed.
Oh, no. You don't say that to baby. Don't say that to baby. I mean, that's like saying, oh, you look upset.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Oh, just relax. You know, yeah. People say like the last. So I was like,
you must have wanted to bite his head off.
I said, I'm not stressed. You're cutting in line. He goes, no, I'm going to bag for you so that we can get through this so that I can get the couple of items I have here. Okay, I don't want some stranger touching my food, right? That's not crazy,
that
right?
I've never heard of that.
Isn't
move.
That what?
I mean, I've heard of, excuse me, I just have a loaf of bread. Could I go in?
Which that is what I expected, but this, I'm going to bag for you because you're stressed.
That is really, he just got in there and
And I said, please don't. Now I'm stressed.
Yeah.
Now I'm stressed. It's like, I kind of like my things bagged correctly. And I don't know if you've washed your hands this century. And, you know, you might not even be vaccinated for all I know. Like, I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah.
But I don't want you touching my
food.
Yeah,
stay away.
So then he makes a big show of going back in line and helping an older man unload his cart. Like, look, I'm just a good Samaritan. And I'm like, so.
He's working it.
So then the grocery guy, the checker, he starts to put the things away, and I'm bagging myself now. Now, just annoyed. And I am trying to, get to yoga so I can de-stress, and it's taking so long.
Oh, no.
And then the checker says, well, I hope you have a better day. And that's when I lost it. I was like, I was having a fine day until I got in this line.
Why are you all against me?
That's what I said. I was like, I don't need to come to the grocery store and get dumped on. I realized, like, God, is this what life is like as a middle-aged woman? You're just furious all the time.
Oh, welcome to the club, Leanne. Welcome to the club.
I'm like, what? I was just standing here minding my own business when people started touching my food and accusing me of things.
I know.
I'm allowed to react to
that. I know. It's... There'll be more of that. People think you need help.
Yeah.
Or you're losing it, or you're crazy, or this and that.
Yeah, it was just sort of the weird dismissive language.
Yes,
sort of couched in this, I'm helping you because
you're
out of control.
Yeah.
It's not out of control.
Right. You've raised a family.
Yeah.
You have a business.
I have worked all day. I had a good day writing and doing stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm capable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
don't get up in my face.
Then I saw this article in Real Simple, like 7 Habits of People Who Don't Stress Over Little Things. And I went through it. I'm like, I am doing every one of these damn things.
Oh, you are? Okay, so what is
I am meditating.
You are meditating?
Well, I do yoga, so it's the same. I'm working out regularly. I spend time outdoors. I try to leave work at work. That's hard.
Yeah.
I take vacation days. I read for fun. I get enough sleep. Leave me alone. It's, guy at the grocery store?
Yeah, that was an attack, a personal
it was
attack.
It was a personal
and
attack.
And I take it as an attack on all middle-aged women.
Thank
can
you.
I call you that?
Yeah.
Is that
you
right?
can call me that. Yeah.
All right.
You can call me that.
Woo.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted your advice. Like, is this it? Is this the rest of our lives?
Yeah.
People just flinging things at us?
Right. But the good news is every once in a while, you get a senior discount.
Okay.
Without showing a card or an ID. Every once in a while, if you look bad enough, you get the senior discount years before you're a senior.
That's something to look forward to.
Bristol Farms.
Okay. Also from Real Simple, I saw this. I thought I could talk to you, Sheila. How's your energy level? Does it need boosting?
It
this
sure
is,
does.
This and is a really comprehensive article on like 120 things you can do to boost your energy level.
At first, I have to distress. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to boost up. Okay.
So you just said like the morning is not your thing.
No.
But here's if you need some energy boosts in the morning, here's a couple of things.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, let in the sun and stretch. Okay. Did you know that?
I do open my shutters.
Okay.
But then I go back on the couch.
Okay.
For more coffee.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. It says you're supposed to stretch and move a little bit. That gets you going. How about this? Look at something you love.
Mm.
Okay, positive emotions like hope and gratitude fight the energy drain, okay, by sending primal messages that, you're in some kind of danger. So next to your bed, do you have a treasured photo or some flowers? Do you often get yourself flowers?
No, sometimes I have snacks that I've gotten in the middle of the night or just put there before I went to bed. Okay. Yeah, that remind me.
Well, make sure it's snacks you love, because that
can stop the night eating.
That can help you do it. All right, so when it's time to wake up, do you scent your shower?
What?
Do you pick up products with citrus, eucalyptus, or mint? It's a surge of energy. That's good.
No, I just need caffeine. Okay. That's really all I need.
All right, then I get you're not eating a colorful breakfast.
No.
Is that?
No. Okay. Brown and white coffee. It's called coffee.
Okay. Well, further on down the day, when the day officially starts, it's okay to drink coffee. Coffee has an unfairly deserved evil reputation, but it's actually effective at boosting energy.
Okay.
Okay. So if you just drink up to lunchtime, do you drink after lunch anymore?
No, generally not.
Okay. How about this? Are you doing this in the morning? Are you taking advantage of your mental acuity with productivity sprints?
Okay.
Sprinting?
I tried to do the New York Times mini crossword puzzle every day.
Right.
I did it for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And stopped. So maybe I should get back on
that. Get back on it. Because changing channels physically, emotionally, or mentally every 90 minutes pays extraordinary dividends in terms of productivity, well-being, and energy.
Changing channels. In my head? I mean,
or just with the clicker. Okay. So when the day starts, you're supposed to breathe. Are you breathing?
I think so. Okay. I mean, I'm alive.
I think it means
I'm
intentional
upright.
Breathing.
Okay.
Intentional breathing. And then do you have something to look forward to besides like lunch and dinner?
Sleep when I get home. Every day, I think just a few hours of this, and then I can go back on my cozy couch. Yeah.
Okay. This made me think of you. So it's the afternoon now. You're flagging. Your energy's flagging a little
bit.
Yeah,
and that's when I go to work.
Right. I know.
Which is ironic.
You're really going to want to do a couple of these things. First of all, boost flagging, get up and go with light activity and well-timed snacks. I know that you have a pretty rigid snack routine.
I do. I do.
How about this? Whip out a purse energizer. What is it? Whip it out, Sheil.
What?
Just whip it out. Dab on alertness boosting product. Okay. Aveeno's anti-eye fatigue treatment comes in a tiny stick with a metal ball and just start rolling around your eyes.
Oh, I've tried every roller known to man on my eyes. Yeah.
Okay. Ice water is also recommended
really?
For this afternoon.
You drink it? Yeah. You put it on your face?
Pour it on your head.
No, on your eyes. Okay.
You drink it. Yes, you drink it. Okay. And then in the late afternoon, again, when you're going from, you know, you're going from
student to student,
here's what you're going to want to do. Seems unlikely, but you're going to want to dip into a bowl of pasta.
No. I can't eat on the job either.
Okay.
But just stick your head out the window when you're driving. Get some air like a dog.
All right. And then this seems counterintuitive to me, but it says at night to get your sleep, use an evening alarm. Set the alarm on your watch or phone to remind you when it's time to get ready to bed. When the alarm sounds, start turning lights off around the house to let your body know it's almost time to call it a night.
I've heard about that sort of nighttime sleep regimen.
Yeah.
But I prefer to bring my computer into bed with me and let Netflix just lull me down. Just SUV, 18 seasons. If you need to sleep, turn it on and then you're asleep. Within 5 seasons.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you really have your energy zooming. zooming when you need it. Hey, we're excited to have Lauren Bates with us. She's the founder of Wild Terrains. And Wild Terrains are, they claim, awesome group trips for women, and they look awesome from the website. Hey, Lauren, we're so happy to have you on Satellite Sisters.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
So tell me about your travel history. When did the travel bug bite you?
Yeah, so I got it pretty early. My mom was, my whole childhood, the CFO for a hotel company.
Ooh.
And so she started taking us on trips pretty early on. And I studied abroad in college, and then I took a year off between college and the real world and went backpacking by myself in Southeast Asia. So I've sort of had it my whole life, and it's kind of come full circle now with my new venture.
Yeah. How do you like to travel normally when you're not working with Wild Terrains? Are you a planner? Are you spur of the moment? Luxury, budget? Like, what's your usual MO?
Yeah. You know, it's funny now that I have a travel company, it's sort of changed. I used to be such a planner and I love planning travel, which is good because I do it for my job now. And I really love mixing luxury with budget. So I think there's a nice mix to having sort of like a high low. Like I love staying in a beautiful hotel, but then eating street tacos.
Right.
Now that I have a travel company, when I travel on my own, I actually don't plan very much just because I need
right.
the break.
Yeah. And of all the places you've been, what are the ones that stick out to you?
Oh, that's so tough. Wild Terrains goes to Mexico City. Mexico City has a very special place in my heart. It's really like a hidden gem of a place. And so I love showing people just sort of like a different side of the city.
This is Sheila. I really am not a traveler, but I've always wanted to go to Mexico City.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard it's wonderful. No, so many people I know have come back from Mexico City and said it's really amazing.
It is. And it has so many like things that you wouldn't even think of. Like it has the most museums in the world, I think, after Paris, which is kind of crazy.
I didn't realize that.
And just the food scene is so vibrant. The people are so warm. I really gravitate towards places where the people are really warm and friendly. And so I love Latin America. I also love Iceland, which is like, there's barely any people there. It's kind of a nice part about it. I'm actually on Saturday heading to Portugal for a month.
Lucky you.
Yeah. So that'll be kind of a new place for me, but I've heard the people are really warm and vibrant, and I'm excited about that.
That's also one of those places like Mexico City where every other person I talked to says, oh, we're going to Porto. We're going to Portugal. That's become a very hot travel destination, Portugal, hasn't it?
It has.
Well, tell us a little bit about Wild Terrains, because what interested me, I was checking it out and I saw that you plan trips for women, but then you also benefit women in the countries where you go. In this case, Mexico City, you frequent, you know, women-owned restaurants and women-owned mm-hmm. hotels and artists and things like that. So what was your concept and how does it work in real life?
Yeah, so I sort of came up with Wild Terrains. There were two things that really struck me in the travel industry that were missing. The first thing was, when I looked at group travel for women, I found that, and I think this just tends to happen in the way, unfortunately, we market to women, is that the trips were very one-dimensional. So if you search for women-only trips, a lot of times what you'll find is like a yoga retreat or a surf camp excursion or going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And that's like all great. And there's plenty of people who want to do those things, but it just didn't really resonate with me personally. I am a pretty dynamic traveler. And so maybe I'll want to do yoga one morning, but doing it for 7 days is just not something I'm interested in. And so I'm more of the, like, let's do yoga one morning, then let's go wine tasting, then let's go see a museum, then let's go dancing. And I just think a lot of women are that dynamic when they travel. And I felt like there wasn't really a trip that was speaking to women who like to travel that way. The second thing that I really do on my trips is I prioritize accommodations and food. A lot of times on group travel, you sort of are unsure where you're staying. They'll put you in a hotel where they can have, you know, twin beds and sort of cram everyone in a space. And they'll do like family style meals. So it's like meat and potatoes and salad. Mm-hmm. And it's sort kind of an afterthought.
Yeah. We all need our own entree, Lauren.
Yes. Exactly. Like not even an entree. Like on my trips, you have a tasting menu. So like the hotel that I work with in Mexico City is called Ignacia Guest House. It's woman owned. It was just featured in our Architectural Digest. So it's a beautiful property. And then all of our meals are cooked by up and coming female chefs. One of them, Norma Lissman from Masala y Maiz, was just featured in the New York Times. So for me, I really prioritize, you're doing a lot of different things. It's dynamic, but it's also high quality and very curated. And then the third thing was that I just felt like, okay, if I'm going to do all this for women, I might as well support all the cool women doing cool things in these places. And
yeah,
a lot
that's
of times
cool.
those women are kind of ignored, right? They're mm-hmm. they're not they're not used to working with the tourism industry. And so I have to go seek them out. But I really, our entire itinerary supports women owned businesses, from the bed you sleep in, to the food that you eat, to the tour that you're taking. And that, to me, it really just sort of came organically. As I was starting to pick partners for the trips, I realized I was gravitating towards women. And then I was like, well, of course, this makes it full circle. Mm-hmm. It's a trip for women, and you're supporting women, and you're meeting cool women that are locals.
Now, the women that sign up for the trip, like, you literally just got back from Mexico City. You went, how late? It's like 4 or 5 days normally. I've enjoyed following you on Instagram since we booked this. You have a beautiful blog. So I felt like I was there with you. But the women that show up on the trip, they don't necessarily all know each other, right? You kind of mix and mingle, and it's various ages, and some are friends and some are solo travelers. Is that correct?
Exactly. So this trip, I just came back. It's been really interesting. So I thought I was starting a travel company for women in their 30s, just mm-hmm. because that's where I am. And that was probably short-sighted.
Because some of them are busy. Some of those women, they're very busy that decade. But
And so if you look at my website, it's, you see, like, in the photos, it's actually all my friends that are in their 30s. And but what started to happen when I launched is I realized, like, no, it's women of all ages that the travel industry are missing. And so on this trip that I just got back from yesterday, we had 7 women, and the age ranges were from 28 to 67.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really evenly distributed across the age sort of range. And what I found is that, you know, there's tons of women in their 50s and 60s and 70s that are very young at heart and love to travel. And the only option for them is a senior citizen trip that looks so boring.
In the bus, get out of the bus. Yeah, right. No.
Like, let's walk, like, you know, a quarter mile. And they're like, no, I'm ready to go. So it's really been interesting to have that age group on our trips as well. And you have this really nice balance. I mean, I was always sort of an old soul growing up, but I think it's really nice to have women of all different stages of life on the trips, because even this trip, we had, you know, one person who had just gotten married, and there was one woman who'd been married 35 years, and they were talking about marriage, and there was this sort of this, like, wisdom that was being passed around. And I just thought it was, like, such an interesting dynamic.
Do you find with the women that you have to do icebreakers and stuff, or is there just, like, a natural bonding on your trips that happens because women like to talk? So,
yeah, I definitely, one thing I'm building my muscle with is figuring out group dynamics, because you're always going to have people who are more extroverted and then people who are introverted. It's just, every right. group I've ran has been that way. And the extroverts tend to be the ones that warm up the quickest. And the introverts, you have to be kind of intentional about giving them some moments to shine in front of the group. I read this really amazing book recently. It's called The Art of Gathering. Oh, and I forget the author's name. It's a woman. But she is an expert on building. Basically, we gather all the time, right? It's not just during group travel. We gather at, you know, in meetings in a boardroom, we gather for a dinner party, and her whole book is about how you make gatherings meaningful and how you make them fun for everyone. And she says a lot of us do it wrong. Like, if you think about how many meetings you sit in and you're just like, why am I here? This could have been an email.
Right.
Her whole book is about, like, group dynamics and how to cultivate sort of having everyone feel great in the group. And so it's something I'm definitely still learning, but as I'm traveling, I try to ask the introverts questions and get them to open up in front of the group. And mm-hmm. by the end of the trip, everyone's exchanging phone numbers and, you know, email addresses, and they're all friends. But the first day is usually, like, a little tough.
Mm. Do you enjoy doing this? Now, it's a relatively new business for you. You'd been an entrepreneur before, I understand. Do you enjoy this piece of your work life? Like,
I love it. Like, I cannot, if you could see my face, I'm smiling from ear to ear. I was in branding and marketing for a decade, mostly on the digital side. And so I loved that too. And I was did pretty well in that industry. But to some degree it was lacking that interpersonal just work. And so these trips, I mean, I just love it. I'm around people all day. I'm around brilliant women. Even my partners in Mexico City, I'm friends with now, and I get to spend, you know, 5 or 6 days not in front of a computer and right. just facilitating the space for women to connect with each other. I literally, I'm so happy. It's the happiest thing.
You sound happy. Yeah. You sound happy. Yeah. All right. So someone's listening now and they're like, you know what? My 7 college roommates, we've been trying to do this for a while. Can they come to you with an already like pre-packaged group and say, can you plan a trip for us?
Do private trips. And those are really fun because we actually, the hotel in Mexico City that we work with is small. And so we take over the whole hotel. Mm, so if it's a nice. Group of friends, they basically are having like a 5-day sleepover. And they also, if it's private, I let the group customize the itinerary. So if they're not interested in something, they can swap it for something else.
Okay. Got it. Well, that sounds fun, doesn't
That's
it?
That's perfect
See,
for women.
Our sisters now, we've mentioned Liz and Julie a million times. They're in Patagonia hiking. Sheila and I, that sounds like the worst vacation ever. Like hiking in the rain and snow 15 miles, which is what they did yesterday.
We're no
like,
way.
Oh, thanks. But, you know, having some
Mexico City.
Tacos and textiles.
Frida Kahlo and, yeah. Museum. Let's go.
See, even you would leave the country for that, Sheila. I believe you would.
I had to get my passport updated. I should be doing that.
Yeah, you should be. So, Laura, with your business, like, are you going to expand to other places now that you love Mexico City? Is there another city that you're eyeing? Is that what this Portugal trip is about? Like, maybe it's there.
Yes. So Portugal will be destination 2 for sure. And I'm this is sort of my first scouting trip. I have a bunch of meetings set up. I'm going to see what speaks to me once I get there, but it will definitely be destination 2.
Oh, fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you could talk with us today on Satellite Sisters. You do have a beautiful website. I want to encourage people to check out wildterrains.com. Your travel blog is really, really nice. And your Instagram is a lot of fun. So even if you're just armchair traveling with Wild Terrains, it's totally worth it. It's cute. You do a mother-daughter experience in Mexico City for Mother's Day. How fun is that?
Yes. Yes, that one. Actually, my mom's coming on it. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes.
I don't have any daughters, so I won't be there, but I just have sons.
Yes, so. I have a daughter after she gets married, maybe. Maybe yeah. she's still talking to me after the wedding. No, only kidding.
All right. Well, Laura, thanks so much for joining us today. Hey, safe travels to Portugal and let us know about the trip when you come back.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Lauren Bates. She's the founder of Wild Terrains. It's a travel company specifically for women. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Well, how fun was that? Like, that sounds like a delightful trip.
Oh,
to me.
Mexico City. I'm there in the boutique hotel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Sounds good. You're never leaving the country, are you?
No, I'm intrigued. I can say that.
Okay.
Right.
Committing to that. I think that sounds fun. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's women in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They have the time, the resources.
Yes.
They're good to go.
Yes.
So that's an interesting insight.
And we're multitaskers.
Yeah.
So we want to do a lot of different things at once.
Exactly. Exactly. And that involves food and drink. All right. I would like to thank the sponsors for Satellite Sisters today. We have Liquid IV. Thank you, Liquid IV. OpenFit, the new fitness platform that you might want to check out. How about The New Yorker, keeping it classy here, and Brooklinen. Sheila, you might get a Brooklinen package at your house.
Thank you.
We would like to thank our engineer, Sergio Enriquez, for always taking care of us here at the Wondery Sunset Studios. A reminder, if you're interested in following Liz and Julie, it's at Sat Sisters on Instagram or the hashtag Sat Sisters Travel. I will have Lauren's website and everything in the show notes if you want to find Wild Terrains, or else you could just go to wildterrains.com. All right, Sheila, do you have a to-do list? We usually end the show now with a to-do list, just like the old days, going
back to the future. Well, you know, Leon, I work for myself, so I did need an accountant.
Yeah,
and I do need to do my taxes, but here's the thing. When they send you a 20-page pre-planner that you're supposed to fill out, I figured that's what I'm paying him for, right? Why do I have to calculate anything, Leon?
You're just planning on showing up with the bag of receipts?
That hurts my brain.
Yeah.
Well, that really does.
You can show up with the bag of receipts. They're going to charge you 10 times as much as if you just go through and calculate.
Okay.
I would say this, though. With the government shutdown, no one is working at the IRS this year. I'd ballpark it.
Okay. I've been ballparking for a while.
Don't admit that on the air. Don't. That is not good to admit.
No, I haven't. Take that back.
Good cover. All right. On my to-do list, you know, I mentioned last week, we've got the dance show coming up, Sheila. I am doing a Madonna number. I don't know if you know, I'm doing a cha-cha to Into the Groove.
Oh, yes, Leon. I am there.
With, you know, my Desperately Seeking Susan outfit.
Oh, you're the best. And really.
So last week, my dance teacher, Pierre, said, how are your, you know, we want to do some Madonna moves. He's like, how are your body rolls? And I was like, they're not as tight as they used to be in 1984. So week on my to-do list, I am perfecting my body roll. I said, but I did say, I go, Pierre, if I look terrible doing this, let's just cut it out. I mean, don't.
Be honest.
Yes, be honest with
me. But with the open fit, you can do it in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah.
You're just body rolling in front of the mirror.
I'm just playing. Okay, it's kind of, you can see, you have to kind of, he's like, duck under the bar and roll through. Duck under the bar and roll through.
Oh, I can't wait, Leon.
It's going to be great. All right, Sheila, thanks for being here today.
Oh,
thanks for getting up early and the coffee and everything.
You're welcome, Leon.
Happy to have you back in the studio. Anytime.
All right.
You know, anytime. Okay. I know you're busy doing nothing during the middle of the day.
Oh, no. I got to fill out those tax forms.
All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.